My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I dream. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, things.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. We are live at Hobnob today, right here, literally looking at where the Falcons rally is going to take place tonight at Atlantic Station. All the festivities start around 7, guys, so don't stress. You got plenty of time. But they are scheduled to be here, and I say that because I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Right.
But Grady, Bijan, Youngway Koo, 2 Chainz is going
to
perform.
You're going to do like a B-103. Scheduled to appear.
Scheduled.
Bijan Robinson. Youngway Koo, yeah. Grady Jarrett, and 2 Chainz.
And the cheerleaders as well. So, yeah. Listen, they're going to have a bunch of folks out here. We've been talking about it all week, but we've done this a last few years. It's been a really cool way to get the fans involved and certainly get everybody hyped up for Sunday. And what I'm telling you right now is going to be a dub for our Atlanta Falcons. Now, as I just got on Twitter, and we don't call it X, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. One of our loyal listeners says, fellas, Pitts was a full participant today. Let's go.
Right.
All right. Listen, we said he's going to play on Sunday. He said it in a tweet earlier this week. I'm not as concerned now as maybe I was when Coach said, hey, I have every right to be on edge.
That was 48 hours ago.
I'm better today. I am more enthusiastic about the idea, Mike, that Russell Wilson may not be able to go.
Mr. Unlimited has been limited. And the news out of Pittsburgh that I was reading today from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they asked Tomlin. Now, this is yesterday. You know, so if he practices today,
yeah,
he's probably going to be okay. They said, is there any long-term concern? And he goes, none. At what point in practice did it flare up? He was a limited participant. You know, Tom, like, so you should actually do your Tomlin impression. Is it the same calf? Yes. Does it need further evaluation? It probably will. So, again, out of an abundance of precaution. But it does sound like, you know, Russell Wilson knows what's being said about him in Pittsburgh. You know, and everybody's just chomping at the bit. But apparently, on the flip side, Justin Fields didn't do enough to warrant, you know, being over a guy that maybe not isn't 100%.
Well, I'll say this, man. I think we talked about it, Mike, after the first preseason game. It necessarily wasn't that he didn't read the defenses or make the throws. Ball security. That was the concern.
Put it on the ground twice.
That's the concern, right? So you can't have these great drives and then put it on the ground. They recovered those two. I think it was the first preseason game.
Right.
But that's what concerned the coaching staff. And that's where that comes from, where you hear, hey, they really didn't believe in Justin. It's not that. One guy's not turning it over and not fumbling the ball. The other guy is. And so I trust the guy who's not.
Right.
I don't know who's going to start on Sunday, guys. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be at Mercedes-Benz. And we don't know who's running off the sideline when the Steelers get the ball, whether they receive it first or whether they defer Mike. I'm assuming it'll be Russ, but at some point in this game, it could easily, if you're not paying attention, it could easily be Justin running out there, and everybody's going to go, what's going on?
It is kind of weird. Only the Falcon fans like us could say, maybe I'd rather see the Super Bowl winner who threw for 28 touchdowns as opposed to the guy who's on his second job and got traded for a conditional pick because he stuck it up our
– limited.
Well, not you, Russell, but Justin Fields stuck it up our kazoo up in Chicago last year. Remember how the season ended? Or next, you know, like next to last week?
Yeah.
It was kind of a, you know, wow, he really had one of his best games as a Bear against us. So I know, different offensive scheme with Arthur Smith. Again, I was reading some notes from the article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They describe it as a diverse – Arthur Smith relies on a diverse group of tight ends.
He does.
Because he does. One of those guys is Darnell Washington. Remember the big, giant Georgia Bulldog, you know, who I think, you know, for Arthur, that might be a secret weapon. You know, you and I have talked so much about the wide receivers or maybe the lack of consistent play. Maybe that's a weapon to look out for on Sunday.
It's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're getting you ready for Sunday. Falcons final prep for the Steelers. We'll be breaking the game down, talking about all the things that I think are going to take place on Sunday. And we'll give you our predictions as well later in the show. One of our listeners, Jason Lee, the authentic Jason Lee, says, fellas, yeah. Dukes and Bell, yo, tell Coach Rod to whip the old line into shape. Zebras are locked in on illegal formations.
Three last night. Now, a lot of folks felt the Chiefs got preferential treatment last night. I just think that, yes, you don't want to be the team that's made an example out of anything, but if you didn't see it, man, that was kind of bananas. Three specific false start, or again, illegal procedure for being in the backfield. We've always seen, you know, the offensive line kind of makes an arc. Well, they want it to be a straight line, basically, just inside the center. So they did that three times. It nullified a couple of big plays. So a lot of folks were saying, hey, what's going on there? Then a lot of folks said, wait a minute, Spagnuolo calls a timeout before halftime. He's not allowed to call a timeout.
No.
I mean, I know he wasn't.
He's not the head coach.
He has been a head coach, but he is no longer a head coach. That is the great, the Kool-Aid man, Andy Reid's job.
No,
a lot of folks felt that a little funky there on the favor of the Chiefs.
Here's the thing. Did we get a great game? We did. I mean, listen, if you got me up to midnight and I'm watching, you know, what arguably was the last play of the game and a guy we're debating whether his foot was in or not, it's a great game. 27-20, Chiefs win, obviously, last night. Here's my concern, and this is going to tie into what I'm about to tell you about the Falcons. We're live at Hobnob, guys, right here at Atlantic Station, hanging out today. Coming up, our buddy B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us as we'll talk some football with him. We'll get his thoughts on the game on Sunday and more. Mike Lamar Jackson was trying to do too much last night.
He was too amped up.
He was trying to do too much, okay? And is Lamar Jackson talented? Is he great? Is he special? Is he all those things we talked about? Yes. But what the hell are you doing, Todd Monken, throwing 41 times with Lamar Jackson? On top of the 16 carries he had, and a lot of that was designated runs.
Right.
Those weren't scrambles. Some of it was, but some of that stuff was we're just running him. And I'm saying to myself last night, Self, Lamar's not going to last, Mike. He's not going to last playing like this. I don't know what the hell Todd Monken is thinking right now.
Especially after losing some weight. Remember, Lamar Jackson took off some size. Now, he certainly was elusive last night, and it was Mike Vick-like at times doing some amazing stuff. But again, and one of those big runs came back because of that aforementioned Ronnie Stanley with one of those procedure calls. But I thought the same thing. You know what? Chris Collinsworth talked about it last night on NBC. Maybe Todd Monken just doesn't trust this offensive line to run block, and that's why he just completely abandoned. Oh, that was his game plan in the AFC Championship game last January.
It was.
Either way, they are a bad offensive line, and they are going to get him killed if they continue that. I mean, look, let the big dog eat. I'm telling you, you got a running back. Derrick Henry can fall forward for 2 yards every 3 yards every time.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So that gets us to Sunday. Zach, let's not get out of character. Let's not get out of character.
I don't know what his character is, though. That's the thing we're going to establish.
But here's the thing. You're talking about Derrick Henry. We have two dynamic backs in the backfield. We can run the ball. Guys, we have a top five offensive line. I know you don't want to believe it because you haven't seen it enough over the years.
Right.
We have a top five offensive line. Do not start to say, well, we need Kirk Cousins to throw the ball 55 times to win this football game. It's sick. That's what I mean out of character, Mike. We don't need to do those things. We have too many weapons and too much talent on this offensive line to say we're going to go away from the run game. This is the issue. Last year, Art sometimes overran it because we didn't have a guy that could deliver the football.
Right.
This is where you lean too much into that, Mike, and you go, well, we got a guy that can throw it.
Well, they took Drake away. We had bums at wide receiver. You know, we had, you know, Mr. Barefoot, and we had Mr. Drewski.
Mr. Barefoot.
You know,
Matt Collins?
Yeah, Matt Collins. Anyway, the thing about Kirk is over-under, by the way, for games for yards passing on Sunday is 240. I'd probably take the over because things should open up. But if you go with the Rams – we don't know. We're going to find out in the next few games what Zach Robinson is all about. But if he's going to go with the Sean McVay game plan, you should be okay because they are going to run the football.
They are.
Everything stems from the run game.
And this is the characteristic I'm talking about. I know, again, you haven't seen it. This is a run-first offense, period. Run to set everything else up. And if you get away from that, that's when you go away from what you really want to do. And last night I felt that way with the Ravens. Not at the end. I get it. They're trying to score, and it's 2 minutes and all that stuff. I just felt they went away from it, man. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike, by the way, both teams will be really good, all right? I'm just telling you, I don't know if Lamar can do that for 5 weeks in a row and not get a big hit.
But, again, the big story last night was the man from Texas. And, man, brother, we knew this cat was fast. But, geez, Louise, I mean, have you ever watched a football game? When's the last time you watched a football game? And you, because we're used to seeing the greatest athletes play in the sport, and then all of a sudden you see Xavier like, whoa, it's like another gear.
Xavier
right?
Worthy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a completely – even my wife goes, holy crap. You know, it's like he's now the fast by a long shot, faster than anyone else on the field, and the way he accelerated on that run play, the first touchdown, was insane.
Well, I think – people around the country probably got wind of him in the Alabama game last year when Quinn Ewers went over the top. He hit a big play in Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and that was one of those plays where people went, who is that? He had this ability at Texas and showed it. But, Mike, he really showed out at the combine in his personal workouts. I just love the fact that the Chiefs, you know, there are a lot of people who say, oh, he's small. Oh, we're going to stay away from that.
Right.
And they just don't, man. They have the ability, their front office, to just say, you know what, this guy fits perfectly what we want to do, and we got a quarterback that can get him the ball. And then Andy Reid schemes to get him the ball.
Well, that's just it. The second touchdown was just a blown coverage. The corner thought there was help over the top. There was none. And that's the easiest touchdown Patrick Mahomes may have all season. But the thing last night, and again, Collinsworth, getting back to him on NBC, we talked about it all day yesterday in the unscouted looks. It's something Grady Jarrett talked about with the media on Thursday. Well, you know, according to what I was hearing on TV, Chiefs were throwing all sorts of stuff the Ravens had no tape on. And some of this, again, but that's the brilliance of Andy Reid's offense. How much is Arthur Smith going to try to trip us up with similar looks or looks we haven't seen or don't have on tape?
Speaking of last night, that last play, and people are still looking at it in super slow-mo, his foot was on the line. Here's the deal. Patrick Mahomes is asked about it. The tight end, by the way, Isaiah Likely, nice piece. He looked like he's going to have a big year for them.
Kind of makes Mark Andrews feel like he might be want to rent that house.
Well, he's athletic. I mean, the play he makes where he literally runs 30 extra yards after the catch and scores a touchdown. But this is Mahomes on Likely and why it was out.
Definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline. But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Should have worn white cleats.
In other words, you wouldn't be able to delineate the line. It was literally a millimeter, a centimeter, whatever you want to call it. The thing is, and I thought watching the game go down that the final 2 minutes, Lamar Jackson, he's going to improvise, and he's going to run around and buy time and create things, but that burns clock. They were out of timeouts. Their defense, going back to the unscouted looks we talked about, the Ravens had to burn two defensive timeouts. So all the things you want to be able to do, the entire arsenal, you couldn't use because of the time constraints in that final drive.
Yeah.
But they still almost pulled off the tie.
Well, and Lamar.
And they were, by the way, Harbaugh was indicating to go for two.
He was.
He was going to go for the win.
No, he was. And I loved it. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, oh, the ball's on Harbaugh. But you know what? Week one. Let's go out, man. This might be the difference between home field advantage at the end of the season. Speaking of Likely, this is Isaiah Likely talking about the Chiefs and saying, hey, we probably just played our worst game.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Oh, snap.
Well, hey, man, you also got their best game last year, and you guys played like crap at home with home field. So slow your roll there, Ace. And, you know, I mean, I know it's a hell of a story, but come on, dude. Really? You're going to run your rat? You're going to run your – you felt like there was a lot of emotional investment. I wonder if there's a letdown for the Ravens next week.
It might be.
You know, especially Lamar's got to find a way to kind of have some balance. I understand it. He wanted to ramp it up and amp it up, but, man, sometimes bring it down a notch.
But Mike, that's also left up to his coordinator, man. Put your guy and not ask him to be Superman, and that's what I really thought.
And he still misses guys when he needs. You know, look, I know he's the MVP, but when it's crunch time, he's got to be more accurate.
Hey, speaking of Russ, we're going to get you caught up on what he said and what the story is out of Pittsburgh, all right? We just got word. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Stukes and Bell, we're at Atlantic Station right here at Hob Knob getting ready for tonight's Falcon Rally on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Atlantic Station tonight. Falcons rally here. And as we said, a bunch of folks scheduled to appear. And it's going to be a good time, man. They do a good job with this every year as we get ready for the season, and there's a lot of optimism. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Before we grab B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, I just want to give you an update on Russ. Russell Wilson says he's taking it day by day.
Oh.
And he wants to play Sunday if he's able.
Mr. Limited.
Nothing concrete, but Russ expressed optimism.
Okay.
But Mikey said he felt funny yesterday in practice. Additionally...
funny how? Like a clown?
Yeah, exactly. But the imaging apparently showed good news that it was just more of an aggravation and it wasn't severe. Either way, I think this is about pain tolerance and what he feels like he's going to be able to do and not to do. But that is from Russ. So we will see. B-Mac joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, co-host of All Things Covered. The podcast is great. CBS NFL analyst. And B-Mac, man, Talk to us about this situation with Russ. What do you know? What are you hearing out of Pittsburgh? Do you think he plays, tries to play, and then maybe is pulled?
Honestly, I think he's going to try to play. Will he play the entire game? That's a big question.
Yeah.
But if I'm Russell Wilson, if I was Russell Wilson, I try to do everything in my power to play, and here's why. If he does not play, and if Justin Fields starts against Atlanta and has a heck of a game and the Steelers win, you might not get in the lineup, my boy. I just got to keep it real, right? Because you are the starting quarterback. You won this quote-unquote competition. And if you're not good enough to go week one and you let the young fella get in that lineup and play lights out in his home state and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense put up numbers and they win the ball game, I don't know if they go back to you. So this is an opportunity for Russell just to kind of play and be serviceable, because you don't know what happens if you don't play, especially if the team looks good and they win the ball game. So that's why if I'm Russell, I try to find every way in my power to tolerate this pain in this calf and get out there and be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers and just let the chips fall where they may.
The thing is, Brian, before you came on, I was joking around with Carl. I said, is it wrong to say I want to play against a Super Bowl champion who threw for 28 touchdowns versus a guy on his second team for a six-round pick? Because, man, Fields tore us up in Chicago last year.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the thing about Fields, for any defender or defense in totality, he is annoying to play against because he can become a plus one at any given time. I know you guys watched last night's game, and did you see how just annoying it was for Kansas City in trying to contain Lamar Jackson, put pressure on him? Because he can take off and go at any given time. And that's an element that Justin Fields has to his game. Not to the level of Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson is one of one. But he can still improvise. And by time, like he did last year when the Bears hosted the Falcons. So if you're Atlanta and hearing this issue about Russell and this calf that he's been dealing with the entire summertime, throughout summer, you want him to play because he is more of a stationary target than Justin Fields would be.
What did you think about last night? I do want to get into the Falcons and how you feel about Sunday, but let's talk a little bit about last night. I thought they asked – you know, Lamar to be Superman last night. And it's not that he can't, but I don't know if you want to start the season with him touching the ball. I think his total was over 51 touches. When you talk about throwing the ball 41 times and then, you know, the 16 carries, I just felt like it was a lot on Lamar, man. And I don't know if you can win that way if you're Todd Monken and the Ravens.
Well, before I answer that question, that was a great start to the NFL season, man. We've been waiting. We've been hungry. That was like a playoff game, man. Two alpha dogs going toe-to-toe, high-level quarterback play, high-level team play. Unfortunately, someone had to lose. But to your question, if you're Baltimore, you will ask Lamar Jackson to be that type of guy when you're playing against the likes of a Kansas City Chiefs, because they're one of the best teams in the league, right? Probably the best. Any other normal Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, you're not going to play against that type of competition where you need that Superman-like game from Lamar Jackson. So that's one luxury to have. Number two, Carl, Mike, I think if you need that from Lamar Jackson, he's good enough to give it to you. That's why I think he might mess around and win another MVP. My goodness. Right. Yes, he missed two major throws that you got to make when you're playing that type of competition. But outside of that, if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson, that game would have been over in the third quarter. He was their best runner. He was the best quarterback, of course. He was the best playmaker for them, and he had to. And the thing that was so annoying for me, just being a former defender, why it looked like he never got tired? What kind of shape is he in week one to run around and just never look like he's slowing down because he's fatigued? That's annoying to watch. So, right. To your point, they won't need that type of performance from Lamar Jackson week in and week out, because they're not going to play against Pat Mahomes. They're not going to play against Andy Reid. Guess what? Next week, guess who they got? They got the Raiders. I don't care what happens with the Raiders and the Chargers this week in Baltimore. You know what is probably going to happen. There's no guarantee. I understand that. But let's keep it real. Like, that Baltimore team is good. That's a good team. And the only pass catcher that was alive last night was Isaiah Likely. What happens when Mark Andrews comes alive, when you get more out of Zay Jones? Jackson, man, he is special.
Brian McFadden's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline, talking about last night's 27-20 win for the Chiefs at home. A lot of folks felt that Chiefs got all the calls, Bryant. They definitely made a statement about the procedure and having everybody up at the line of scrimmage. But one of those derailed one of the Lamar Jackson improvisational plays, or maybe it was a design run play to Carl's point. Thing is, though, he lost weight. Maybe that's why he's so limber, bro. You know, he just, you know, he's lean and mean. Thing is, meanwhile, we saw displays of tremendous athleticism. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, those guys, the receivers. It's like Tyreek who in Kansas City?
Man, listen, man. I was just highlighting how good Baltimore looked, even though they lost, you know, primarily Lamar Jackson. But, yeah, Carl, Mike, that Kansas City Chiefs team, oh, my goodness. Like, and what happens when they get Hollywood Brown back? You know, he's a 4.3 also, right? He's not Xavier Worthy fast, but he's faster than the average wide receiver. And Travis Kelce was just a body.
He's a decoy.
Travis Kelce was, yeah, he was basically in the suite with Taylor Swift because he didn't really do anything.
True.
And no, they still won. Like, that's, oh, my goodness, man. Like, listen, it's. I know this is not the best the Chiefs will look because it's week one. Every team, you know, kind of go through some hurdles week one. But, man, the team they played against is a high-level team. And Pat Mahomes just did whatever he wanted to do. And it was an average game for Pat Mahomes based on when you look at his efficiency and just the points that he was able to put on the football on the scoreboard, because a lot of their damage happened in the running game and just, of course, improvising. So, to your point, that Chiefs team, man, I know people are saying three-peats not happening, you take the field. Man, until I see otherwise, man, you never doubt Pat Mahomes.
Right on.
And listen, we'll have plenty of time to discuss this, but my whole deal with the Lamar situation is then why the hell do you go sign Derrick Henry? That to your point about needing him to play that way, yes, in those big games, but then why do you go sign Derrick Henry and not give him the ball more than he got last night? Mike was talking about he played a guy in fantasy last night that had Derrick Henry. Dude had like 10 points. You know, there's no reason they should have pounded him more last night. With that said, let's talk about the Falcons because I want to talk a little bit about what you feel is going to happen on Sunday. Here's where I think this goes. I think we got a low-scoring game. I think just like we saw with the game last night, there'll be some unnecessary penalties and some setbacks. But I also think, and B, tell me what you think about this. I think the team that scores twice in the red zone probably wins this game. Is that crazy? Like, if it's the Steelers who get two opportunities or three, and they score twice, if the Falcons score two touchdowns down there in the red zone, because I think it's going to be hard to come by.
To your point, what's the total set on the game?
The over-under?
Right, yeah, the total over-under.
On the Falcons and Steelers, we'll pull it right now. Because it was 40, it was low. Because I think it was 44, something like that. Let's see if it's moved. Falcons.
42.
42. So there it is. It's come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the under as well because I think both defenses will have the upper hand on either offense. That's number one. Number two, to your point about red zone efficiency, yes, that's going to be super important because you might not get in the red zone enough in this ball game. I think both defenses are going to have an outstanding day. And the key component for me in regards to the team that wins is the team that runs the football the best. Like, if you can run the football in this matchup, you're going to have an opportunity to really be successful and win this ball game. For Kirk Cousins, can he buy the necessary time that he will need to buy when you're playing against T.J. Watt, when you're playing against Alex Highsmith? I have a lot of respect for Atlanta's offensive line unit. I think they're one of the unsung units in the National Football League because people just kind of overlook them like they're some slouches. No, they have continuity and they play good football. But when you're playing against a one-of-one like T.J. Watt, T.J. Watt's going to get home. Like, can Kirk Cousins do what he needs to be able to be efficient in the throwing game? So I love the under in this ball game, but for me the key stat is the team that outrushes the other. Can Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier get things going? Can Najee Harris you know, Cordell Patterson, Jaylen Warren, if he's able to go get things going, because the running game is going to be super impactful in determining who wins and who loses this ball game.
Hey, real quick, Arthur Smith going to dial up one of those goofy gadget plays in this game?
No. He's not doing that anymore. That's out of his system. We're going to see more strategic, more, you know, generic style of play. We're not going to get fancy. We get in the red zone. You know, you guys are used to seeing Arthur throw it in the red zone. We're running it.
Okay. So you know this is we stuff. You mean the royal we, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Once a Steeler, always a Steeler.
Did I say we? You did.
You really did. What do you think about tonight, man? Packers, Eagles. What do you think?
I love that we have Friday night football, because last night was supposed to be an appetizer, but it was so good I'm ready for the main dish, and I don't have to wait an extra 3 days to get the main dish. I got one night. But tonight, I love Green Bay. I love the Packers in that spot. I know they're getting like +2.5. You know, depending on where you're shopping, maybe 3. I love the Packers in that spot. I don't know if the secondary for Philly, yes, it's a revamped secondary. I don't know if they got enough. You know what I mean? And it starts with some of your former Bulldogs in the front.
Right.
You know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. They got to get things going. You know, when you remember when Philly was at their best during their Super Bowl run, they had 70-plus sacks, but they had dominant play for the interior guys, Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So can they provide similar-like production for their defense? And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think both offenses are going to have success. I mean, they should based on their personnel, but I like Green Bay in that spot.
All right, man.
I can't wait.
I know Green Bay, you could argue the Philly's got the defense, but to Brian's point, man, you know, Jordan Love, is he going to have a little freshman, I mean, a sophomore jinx, or is he going to step it up, man? We're going to see.
I hope not. I got him on my fantasy team, so, and this is a big boy league, so I need Jordan Love to be very, very lovely tonight. Super lovely. Go Steelers, by the way. Yeah, let's get ready. All Steeler fans that's tuning in right now.
All right, there's something wrong with your phone, Brian. We're going to have to drop you right now. Your phone's breaking up, man.
I got to get them hyped by Sunday. Let's get them going. We got Russell. Yeah. Who cares?
I can't hear you. Phone's crapping out, man.
In the dome, nobody cares, Russell. If they play future, you tap your toe and you bob your head and you get ready to go. And if you don't play, Justin Fields, we're going to be in good hands.
First of all, I think if they play future, mentally he's spent.
Yes.
Secondly, just remember this. When y'all lose, just leave.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about it in the stadium. Just leave, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You talk about Steelers and Jack Ham and Terry Bradshaw.
We don't need to talk about all that.
That's great.
We don't want to hear about the steel curtain. Right. When y'all lose, just leave, okay?
Right. Get your hat, get your coat,
and get it.
On out the door.
Hey, man, B-Mac, looking forward to it, man, and it's going to be a great weekend. Brother, appreciate you. Check out the podcast. Check him out. CBS NFL analyst, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too.
There may be a lot of Steeler fans, but again, we're hoping this is the year that we finally do break that trend where we just starting to turn it around to where it should be, like the way it's in every home stadium in the National Football League, other than the Cowboys.
True. That's true.
Because that place is so damn big, you can always get tickets.
Yeah, man. Coming up, by the way, we're at Atlantic Station. They're setting up all the stuff. And what is this called, Mike? The green area? What is this
called?
Yeah,
man. It's like the little miniature Central Park version right behind Hobnob. So, right, just if you're looking at Atlantic Station, there's the theater, there's Hobnob, and then there's this big green space where they've got the stage set up. So, come on down and join the party, pal.
Yeah. We need more future in our life, especially if Rusty is playing, all right? Thank you, O. Coming up, we'll hit some headlines. Braves back in action tonight. Last night, boo. That's all I can say about last night.
They were flatter than my kid sister.
And UGA. Are we really going to talk about this game? I guess we have to.
Well, people are going to bet on it.
Can you?
You bet you can.
It's Dukes and Bell. Yeah. When Russ hears more future at Mercedes-Benz. And for those who don't know, I mean, there's a history there. Mike and I are not TMZ, but if you want to go look at the history, you can. And a lot of people know here in the A about Sierra and Russ and the baby mama situation with Future. With all of that said, that is why Brian McFadden brought that up. Thanks to BMAC for stopping by. We're live at Atlantic Station. Mike, what'd you make of last night's Braves game?
It sucked. It's unfortunate that, you know, you're going for the sweep. We talked about, like, you've really got to take care of business against the Sisters of the Poor, like the Rockies, like the Nationals, and you're not getting it done. I mean, look, 2 out of 3 is respectable, but we're in a pennant race here, and we're trying to stay ahead of those Mets. So you lose a half game, so you're dead even with the Mets now in the wild card, which is scary because they're on fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, it is what it is. They've got a pretty good lineup. Their lineup is better than the Braves because they've got guys that were there, that were signed and paid good money to play there, as opposed to guys that are hurt. And the lineup that Alex has done his best to cobble together.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, you know, it's you go through this. It seems like one day we score runs, the next day we don't.
Right.
One day we get, you know, Chris Sale and almost a shutout, and the next day you don't. I mean, I just – there's so much inconsistency.
There's not enough talent to be consistent. That's the – I mean, that's where it's at. When you look at your lineup and everybody's batting 225, and it's just – there's just not enough talent to expect that level of consistency. You know, you can't – Carl, if we go back to the dead ball era, if it was Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax, then we could win some of these games 1-0.
Yes.
But that's not the way – even with the dead ball or whatever they've done to the baseball this year, we're still just not getting clutch. So, yeah, last night was a frustrating one. And now, as we said, the Mets are really creeping up. I mean, I don't think for 1 minute anybody listening to our show has ever anticipated us not being in the playoffs. What we would do in the playoffs is up for debate. But, man, if we don't get it together and put a run together – these Mets are going to leapfrog us.
They are. 404-726-0929. They are back at it tonight. Grant's going to join us a little bit later on in the show. We are football focused, though, guys, because it is a Falcon Friday. We will, of course, have our Falcon Monday coming off of Sunday's game. And we'll be up there each and every week. Your exclusive home for Falcon football and the only place you'll get a chance to hear Coach Raheem Morris and certainly players is right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I mentioned this to Mike as we hit some headlines, guys, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. The UGA game, I am more interested, okay, just me, this week in what Georgia Tech's going to do on the road against Syracuse than I am, obviously, with Georgia and their opponent, and rightfully so. Listen, at no point do I expect Saturday to look at my phone, because I'm not watching it, and I don't know how – I don't even know if it's on TV. But to be honest with you, I'm not going to look at my phone, Mike, and at any point be concerned about Tennessee Tech – having a lead or being in the game. Guys, Georgia is loaded, and we know it's ESPN Plus if you want to watch it.
Right.
But they're loaded, and we know that this is a game where Kirby's going to use whatever motivation he has, Mike, to get other guys on this team ready for later in the season.
Called my guy. He hasn't hit me back yet, but I just found out FanDuel posted Georgia as a 53.5-point favorite.
Okay.
So we got a starting point.
Okay. Yeah, because I wondered what the number was.
I said 38.5 just to be generous, but yeah, they got it at 53, and my boy just hit me back. He said he'd have it at 51. So there you go. So it's somewhere between your bookie asking me, can you get the dogs minus 50? Can I buy 2 points? Can I buy a hook? Can I get it at 53?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what's crazy, though?
And you got to scroll. Like, we've seen some crazy numbers in the opening week with some good teams playing, some bad teams. But still, you know, 53.5-point spread. You know, when you have the third string guys in the second half, is a lot.
It's a lot. And here's the other thing. Kirby respects these other coaches. He's not trying to humiliate anybody. He knows his team's better going in. That doesn't mean, hey, if the third string guys score 4 touchdowns, Mike, that's right. What it is. But he's not going to go in there and leave his starters in and run this thing up purposely.
Well, much like Mark Richt, great little factoid. This is from the AJC. Give him some credit. Georgia is 0-9-1 against the spread in 10 games, which has been favored by 40 or more points. So, to your point, he's going to call off the dogs, or the, you know, or there's a letdown factor or whatever, the resting play. In this case, Mike Hill, Williams, others are being rested.
That is why we are not focusing a lot on the dogs because, again, their schedule is daunting. We're going to have plenty of big games and moments, but this is not going to be one of them.
But Georgia, I mean, like, if you want to make fun of this, go look at Ohio State. They're playing 3 MAC teams, and then they do what they do. And you know, the Big Ten is kind of top-heavy, even with the addition of the Pac-12 teams. So this is the 1 week where Georgia can catch its breath. And after that, you're right. There's no easing up.
50. I see it. I just saw this, Mike. 54.5. I'm just looking. The total is 62.5. So they expect him to score a touchdown?
No.
Okay.
So basically you're expecting 62. Look, real quick, Chris, you may have heard this. You've been working with us a few years. One of the great beats of my life, Florida State Duke, opening weekend, 1996, 42-point spread. 42.5-point spread. Florida State is winning this game, Carl. It is 45-0. And they bring in Dan Kendra, the guy who blew up his dorm room making homemade steroids. He fumbles. Duke picks it up, scores 7, busted spread.
Brutal.
With about 60 seconds left in the game.
That's a terrible beat. You know, last night.
Drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale to Tallahassee.
Well, last night was a bad beat for a lot of folks. That game goes over, obviously.
By 1 point. I didn't touch it. When I saw the Thunder and Lightning, I put it up on Twitter. I said, under? Some guy said, nah, stick with the over on this one. That was the play.
Yeah, and then so the touchdown doesn't count. And then, you know, but that's sports. That's how this goes. Right. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, the real thing is, you know, not getting overconfident, right?
Right.
And going up to Syracuse. Georgia Tech is on the road. They're a 3-point favorite, by the way, this weekend. This is one of those building blocks. Okay, you proved it against Florida State in a neutral site. You came home, you handled business against Georgia State. Mike, go beat Syracuse on the road. There's going to be some buy-in.
Now, Vegas is expecting a lot of offense in this, and the over-under is 61.
Yep.
And, this is one where if Brent Key, and like we love Brent, and this is one in the past, that this is certainly a game Jeff Collins could lose, but this is one Brent Key can't lose. If you really are getting the buy-in now as far as the recruits and the boosters are kicking the big money in, you got to go up there and get off to a 3-0 start. It won't be easy. As Wes Durham said, this is a Syracuse team that's built on a solid foundation. They are turning it around. They're physical. But it's a road game. You ever been to a game up there?
Yeah,
Carry Dome?
In the Carry Dome.
Strange,
it's
isn't
weird.
It's a weird environment. It really is.
I've done both a basketball game there, and then I've went to a football game, and it's crazy because they cut it in half, right?
Right.
It's like, they use half of
the curtain, right,
of the dome, and it was freaking me out because I was like, wow, it's so cavernous.
Do you know when
for
you go
the basketball
and they
games.
Use the air pressure like the Metrodome?
They do.
So Chris, when you walk in there, it's like, literally like there's a giant fan blowing on you.
It's right, because they pumped it up.
When you come in, so yeah, I was up there for an FSU game years ago. It is funky, but anyway, hopefully Tech can get it going, because this is a game. You said you avoided the trap against State.
Yeah.
Don't lose this one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some big college football games coming up, though, because there are ones to watch and ones to pay attention to. It's Dukes and Bell live at Atlantic Station. Guys, getting ready for the Falcons pep rally tonight. Big O back at the studio. Let's hear a couple of Falcon sound bites here, because I think as we get ready and talk about this upcoming first matchup against the Steelers, we played Drake London yesterday, and I want you to hear him talk about having to bring the physicality to the game. There are some teams, like last night, the Ravens. That's their makeup. You know it's going to be a physical game. I think the Steelers have that same reputation. And then you look at the guys that they have, Mike, it's going to be a physical game. Drake was talking about bringing physicality.
Honestly, I think we're already in the season mindset. If you're kind of not right now, then I don't know what you're doing. But, this is a game we got to buckle up, go out there, and it's the black and yellow. So they're notorious for being physical. So we just got to bring it too.
I'm with him. I mean, that's kind of – you think that's like every NFL game, and don't get me wrong, it is. I mean, if you're on the sideline, they're all physical. But there are some teams that are more physical than others, and especially, Mike, when that's been your mantra, right? We're going to beat you up.
Right.
That's kind of – that's the AFC North, right? All those teams, the Ravens, the Browns, we're just going to beat you up. And I think they're going to come in here, and even though Arthur Smith's offensive line is beat up, I still think he's going to try to get that run game established, because he knows whether it's Russ or Justin, it doesn't matter. And our latest update is that Russell Wilson says, he hopes to go, which kind of sounds like he's 50-50, if you ask me.
But, the tight ends, we talked so much – I mentioned that to you earlier, the idea that, you got Freiermuth, who just got a contract. He's going to get a contract extension.
He did.
Yeah, he got that deal in before the season started. We talked about the big fella from UGA, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward, McColt Pruitt, who, of course, was part of that ill-fated pass attempt that we always make fun
trickery.
Of. Getting too cute in the red zone. But, I think it's – how about our linebackers? And, hey, how our safeties at times are going to play against the because the tight ends are going to be a big part of that game plan for us, along with the running game.
No doubt. Guys, as we get ready for a big weekend here, again, our coverage starts at 11. Pitts and Lamon, full participants again. That also came down today.
Full participants.
Yeah, full practice.
And, by the way, Kyle, some guy said to me, Kyle's going to never come on your show. I had a guy answer. Well, look, it's not mean-spirited when you roll your eyes. It's just a human nature reaction to a guy who's dealt with a lot of injuries in his first 3 years in the NFL. We want to see this guy succeed. I think it's funny. You and I say something about a guy, and all this becomes pure hatred and vitriol in the mind of some of the listeners. You guys are soft. The guy's the fourth overall pick. He's expected to do his job. And if he wants to get paid big money, he's got to go out there and get it done. That starts with being on the field, period. Yeah. He knows that.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I've never worried in my long career, okay, about a guy coming on or not coming on. I'm just going to tell you guys that. For everybody who said, aren't you worried? No, I'm not. That's right. Not my job to worry about whether a guy's going to come on or not. Mike and I have done this show. There was a guy in town who was here for a long time that never came on this show.
Right.
It didn't affect us, didn't affect our ratings, didn't affect what we did day in and day out. It is my duty to you to tell you whether this guy
is going
to be good or not. And again, I've been doing this a long time. Stop with the Stephen A. reference.
You sound like Stephen
A. Stop with the Stephen A. Stephen A. didn't create this.
Well, you sound a little Stephen
A. I've been doing this for a long time. All right, with that said, I hope Kyle Pitts at some point this season does come on the show, and I'm hoping he's having a great year. But that's not – I'm not going to tell you I'm afraid to say something because I don't want Kyle Pitts to be pissed off.
But I think
give me a break.
That's some of the fans out there. It's
a joke.
It's like you think social media is real. It's not. It's a make-believe world of nonsense. You know, there are some truths out there, but I mean, you guys.
You're right about that. Twitter ain't real.
It's not. It's not the real world. So I mean, because Kyle responds, they think like, you know, he's listening. You know, we talked about it start the show. Yeah, he hears the chatter. He's acutely aware of what's expected of him. And that's I think that's why he took to social media.
I do too. 404-726-0929. That's something I when you brought that up, I just want to address that. Because right. I've gotten that too. Oh, this person's going to come on your show. So what?
Right. Either they do or they don't. Julio Jones never came on.
Julio
Jones.
Talk.
Like, for instance, Julio Jones never had anything to say.
I didn't say his name,
anyone.
But you did. I didn't say his name.
Julio Jones, for all you guys that love him, no one debates what he did on the field. I mean, unless you guys have him on speed dial,
because
Julio never said two words to
Julio.
To freaking anyone. You know, ever. But, you know, but that was his style. You can be enigmatic and be a superstar. That's plenty of those guys in the world of sports.
Yeah. See, why'd you have to say his name, though? I didn't say his
Where
name. I didn't know you were talking about Julio.
Julio.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to be right here in the gray. You're just like, well, by the way.
Trey won't come on either. We try to get Trey on.
Trey would come on.
Get his dad on.
Trey would come on.
Right.
You might not be there that day, but Trey would come on.
I'm not worried.
All right, I'll keep it real with you. With that said, guys, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's going on around the National Football League. Mike mentioned it, the Steelers take care of one of their tight ends, which makes me wonder, like, how many tight ends does Arthur need?
He's got four. It's like Dan Reeves back in the day. It's Art Smith's tight end city.
And by the way, on Fridays, you will exclusively hear Kirk Cousins with our buddy Dave Archer every week. It's the only place you're going to hear it as we get ready for the game. We're going to play that for you coming up next hour as well. We're live at Atlantic Station, guys. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.